Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Hector Corona is the proprietor of a place called City Kids Camp. Hi, Hector. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. I'm also the janitor and the landscaper, so throw that in there.
Are you down there southwest of Peoria in Lewiston right now?
Yes. In fact, we're on our fourth week of camp. It's ending today, and then next week's our fifth, and then the following with the sixth.
Okay, so 6 weeks of camp, a couple hundred kids each time, many of them on scholarships, if you will, from WGN Radio listeners. They're paying the freight, $600 a kid for a week. Many of our listeners went down and helped clean up and get the camp ready. How has camp gone this rocky summer, Hector?
The weather has been a major problem, which has affected our bike path because it's completely muddy, so we haven't been able to use that. So this week was our first week where we actually did all the activities because it was 90% dry. Yesterday, it did rain before we took all the kids to swim to the local swim park, which they love.
Yeah. So the miniature golf, the gymnasium, of course, is indoors, the bike paths, the hiking trails, the pond that they can go paddle around or fish, all of that was operational this week.
Everything was completed this week. In fact, John Cantazaro, who's president of the FOP,
yeah,
brought a soccer team down, and it was all policemen. And they threw someone else in there. They threw a professional soccer player. His name is Cesar Correa. He used to play for the Milwaukee Waves. So they played against our City Kids Camp team. We beat them, of course, because I played with the City Kids Camp. And then I switched sides, and then I played for the police. So it was a great time. Our kids loved it. And so we were using our inflatable soccer little stadium.
Yeah, well, it's this inflatable thing, but it's the... It enables the kids to have a very large soccer surface, but then because of the inflatable rims around, the ball, it keeps everything in bounds and everybody inside. That is great that the cops were there interacting with the kids and not only having fun, but sort of breaking down barriers between some of these inner city kids and maybe their impressions of the police, right? I'm sure that's what you and Cantazaro had in mind.
And that's the thing. John Cantazaro has been... I know he's very controversial on TV, but behind closed doors, I always tell him that he's a really good guy. He wants to help kids. He wants to attract more minorities into the police force. And he comes every week. So he drives down 3 hours, 3.5 hours, one way and 3.5 hours back. So he's going to be coming the 6 weeks of camp.
Wow. I'm really glad you shared that with us. And I'm really glad he's been down there and the officers have been down there. How's the food been? Give me some highlights. What's been fun or good at the camp this year?
Well, you know, you have my wife and my mom with the cooking staff creating basically Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, some great Greek salads. So we always produce good food.
Yeah, I know that.
Our inflatable obstacle was one of our biggest attractions this year, and since it was partially ripped when we had that mini tornado in the area, we haven't been able to use it because there's so much water in the middle of the camp. So we still have water that's just out there, and we've been trying to drain it with some trash pumps, but it's been raining crazy.
Yeah. So then, I'm sorry, because that inflatable obstacle course looked like something out of Disney World. It's huge, and there's so many things for the kids to do, climb on and go through and jump on and get past. It's massive. So I'm sorry to hear that. When the weather's been challenging, do you put them in the gym, or do they go inside and play board games? What do you do with them?
We used our rock climbing wall from the gym. We use the gym continually. We have volleyball. We also use the lodge, which we have a video gaming upstairs. All the video games that I used to play, so that I know that they're halfway decent. So we do a lot of interior work with arts and crafts. Yesterday, the kids did a lot of video, TikTok videos. So we're going to see those today and pick out the best one.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's a good idea. Well, you do have sort of a media center there, too, right? Weren't you working on that?
We do. We have a cabin that's an arts and craft room. We have one that's a music room and one that's basically a video room.
So one of our listeners said, when is the cleanup day for next year? Because people want to put it on their calendar to make sure they don't make plans. And I'm sure you don't remember. Was it April or? Oh, I know. Here, I've got it down. We're going to do it next year. If you want to put this in your calendar, on April the 30th, May 1st, May 2nd. So the last weekend of April, first weekend of May, we're going to do the cleanup again. How's that sound, Hector?
That sounds awesome. We always appreciate all the volunteers that come and make this camp look beautiful. I know that we have limited hands on our side, but with the WGN volunteers and with you, John, man, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go. Stay well, stay warm, say
okay.
hi to
you.
Stay warm, stay cool. Say hi to your wife and your mom and Bob Evans and your kids who also volunteer there and all the young people from Chicago. Thank you, Hector.
Thank you.
You can hear some of the birds, I think, chirping in the background. That's Hector Corona, who is the head janitor, proprietor, and owner of City Kids Camp. He bought the camp. He donates his time, his services, and the camp to the kids. It's an amazing thing. And lucky us, we know about him and are able to be part of it.